WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Attorney General Pam Bondi went before a Senate committee today where she faced a lot of questions about the deployment of federal agents and troops to cities across the country. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin asked her about the planning.
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House.
You won't even say whether you talked to the White House about this?
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House with you, Chair, Ranking Member.
I noticed that. What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state.
National Guard members from Texas are now at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois, where a judge could make a decision soon on their deployment. Reporter Sabrina Franza is outside the facility.
We're expecting to see the troops from Texas start whatever mission they are about to embark on, protecting ICE and other federal agents during this Operation Midway Blitz that's ongoing, before the hearing on Thursday.
The Trump administration is floating the possibility that some federal workers may not receive back pay when the government shutdown ends. Correspondent Nancy Cordes at the White House.
That's simply not the way that this has ever been handled in the past. Generally, all federal workers, regardless of what they do, regardless of whether they've been furloughed or have been kept on the job as essential workers throughout the shutdown, just not getting paid, typically they all get made whole once the government reopens. But today, for the first time, President Trump signaled that he might be open to another approach where some people get the money and others don't.
And the president hasn't ruled out cutting programs.
Because of the shutdown, which I think they made a big mistake, we're able to take out billions and billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. And they've handed it, you know, on a silver platter.
Talks to end the war in Gaza are continuing in Egypt. Today marks 2 years since Hamas attacked Israel. Stephanie Savelle of Brown University's Costs of War Project says the U.S. has provided a lot of military support for Israel since then.
$21.7 billion is actually what the U.S. has already paid for in terms of commitments to Israel. Tens of billions more have been committed for weapons that will be delivered and paid for in the years to come.
CBS's Anna Schechter reports analysis of FBI data shows a rise in anti-Semitism, as well as an increase in attacks against religious facilities here.
Law enforcement have ramped up their security at houses of worship around the country, especially since October 7th, 2 years ago.
On Wall Street today, stocks finish lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
VapoCool. Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast.
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
The coming cold weather will have some kids missing school.
The national nonprofit Operation Warm has done a national survey of families with children living just above the poverty line.
36% of parents admitted to keeping their child home on a cold day because they didn't have a warm coat. And that's alarming.
That's Brenda Lee of Operation Warm.
It's a bit of a quiet crisis. Clothing insecurity is not covered by government programming.
You or your company or organization can help Operation Warm, which has provided 7 million brand new coats, shoes, and other items to children. Go to operationwarm.org. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Denmark says it plans to introduce a social media ban for children under the age of 15. The country's prime minister says cell phones and social media are robbing them of their childhood. 60% of Danish boys would rather stay home than spend time with friends. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend. It's 60 right now.
For local news and timeless hits. Good evening, just after 7 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow with a full hour of timeless hits, including The Platters in just a few minutes. Herman's Hermits coming up. Now we all have a few beers and sway along with strangers in a dive bar somewhere. Sing along to Sweet Caroline from Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to be fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County Line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trenton, inside, outside USA. Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bellini Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone
surfing
USA.
Racine's home for local news. Now, Timeless Hits 2 hits WRJN. Glad you're here. Chris Morrow making our way through Tuesday night with Van Morrison.
I want to discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. Dude. Oh, domino. All right. just made it, didn't call.
Hermits on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Don Rosen Morning Show, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. Tomorrow morning, City of Racine 13th District Alderperson Renee Kelly discusses recent city council meetings and some updates about her district, the 13th. It's all at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Don Rosen Morning Show. here on WRJN.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In love, loving memory of Don Halber.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Love those harmonies from the late 50s, the Platters with the Great Pretender. And good evening, Chris Morrow. Glad you're along. Making our way through Tuesday night. Of course, no baseball tonight. Brewers and Cubs back tomorrow afternoon at 4:08.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Them with your ears, they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. It's Chris Morrow. Glad you are here as we make our way through the evening. Baseball tomorrow. We'll start the pregame at 3:30. Brewers and Cubs in what hopefully is the final game of the NLDS at Wrigley Field tomorrow. First pitch at 4:08.
Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
For 98 years, your home for local news and timeless hits, and the ability to count even late at night.
One, two, three.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs. Thought that's why they came. No one heard the music. We didn't look the same. Said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Love Go, Diana Ross, The Supremes on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Well, good afternoon, or good evening, I should say. Chris Morrow here. Don't forget, though, tomorrow afternoon, one more day of Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Vollman. She will continue with the 5 o'clock class reunion tomorrow. Well, actually, no, she won't, because the Brewers play at 4:08. So Cindy will be here for a couple hours before baseball and kind of regale you with some of her fine stories, her insights and thoughts on the music. Always fun to have Cindy Huber back. And then Kurt is back next week here on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Shortest title of any timeless hit we play, it's Three Dog Night, simply called One. And I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to CBS News coming up here at the top of the hour in just a few. But until then, we are here to provide kind of a great soundtrack for a quiet Tuesday evening. The Association, WRJN.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams. That I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes. That I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours.
that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe as much as I cherish you.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. CBS News at 8 o'clock, then back with great timeless hits, including the Buckinghams, the Shirelles, and Los Bravos, all after 8, here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and before he was a country star, Kenny Rogers was kind of a rocker. Here's Ruby.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some government workers must continue working either with or without pay or with limited pay until the government reopens. That includes air traffic controllers, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve says even if just one